Cerca.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, Douglas. Thank you. Okay. I hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Thank you for coming on the Sunday. I spent a lot of time Shabbos. I don't want to spend a lot of time again because I want to get through this. But I spent a lot of time Shabbos again on the Tosfos of Tzorach Ha'etzim. And I spent a lot of time in Maran. And I want to tell you that I don't do this much or ever. But today I have to do, I feel that I went wrong shot in the Maran. I feel that it cannot be possible what I said in the Maran. After much thinking on Shabbos, I feel, now, I feel, again, that I know what the Maran says, but it's still shver. It's still hard. Let me tell you what the Maran, what I'm sure the Maran says. The Maran wants to make Zomer v'tzorach ha'etzim, or Zomer v'ein tzorach ha'etzim, he wants to make Kosef and Molchek the same. Now, how do you make him the same? How do you make him the same? So, we're talking Maram that Kosef al Naskrim Kolk is a Kosef. That's not what Maram says. Maram says this. Let's say you were Molchek. That's the sheet. Sorry. But I feel that Imran says this. Let's say you were Kosef on Nesvetov. Imran deals with, and it says Nesvetov, he says, this is what Tosa deals with. Maybe you should be Kayev twice for Kosef on Nesvetov. You should be Kayev for Mokhe on Nesvetov. You did a Mokhe on Nesvetov. In your Mokhe on Nesvetov, there are two things that you do. You're doing a mochek, but you're also doing a type of ksiva. You're also doing a type of ksiva. And that is compared to zomer v'tzorach le'etzim. Zomer v'tzorach le'etzim, you're zomer, but in your maisa of zomer, you're also a kotzer. You're also a kotzer. But it's kotzer. It's kosher v'lo tzorach ha'etzim. You're doing zomer. I'm sorry. You're doing zomer, and I want to get the branches off for zomer, but the kosher is v'lo tzorach ha'etzim. That's the same thing as this, and I want to get this straight. Why is it the same thing? Because I'm kosher. I'm mochek v'ein tzorach moshish. I'm a naslich tov. My mochek amenas lichtov is, let's call it a type of ksiva. Then there's a regular mochek in that. There's a regular mochek in that. Just like kotzer, where your zomer, are you chayef for kotzer also? No. Even though the kotzer is, you don't need the wood in this kotzer. So even though you're doing Zomer, but there should be Kotzer. So Tosfos, there's not Kotzer. So it's not like we thought in Tosfos, or like we give Eger things, that it's not a Malacha B'Klal, and or not what we thought in the Maram, that there's a Kosev and a Mochek, or a different Kosev. It's when you are Mochek Amnas Lichtov, when you do that one Maisa, how many things are you doing? So now, just like when you're Zomer, you're really doing two things. What are you doing? Zomer and Kotzer. But you chayef for Kotzer? No, because ain't tzorach le'etzim. Also, by mochek amnas lichtov, you're doing two things. You're doing a type of ksiva, but you're also doing plain machikta. Kalvo Tosos, according to the Maram, Tosos says, that's why they both of them are together. that when I do a mochet amnas lichto, that's all I'm chayiv. I'm chayiv one, and not for plain mochet. Because a plain mochet is a mochet shelo amnas lichto. I can't be chayiv for that. I can't be chayiv for that. That's not a malacha. The same thing, zomer, when I do zomer, I can't be chayiv for the kotzer. That kotzer is not the malacha I'm doing. What malacha am I doing? Zomer, not kotzer. That's what I think the Maran is saying.
So according to that, what would you consider a chatz malacha then?
What?
What do you consider a chatz malacha when you do zomer? Are you in chayiv for kotzer chalas though? You're saying it's all chayiv.
You're not chayiv at all for kotzer.
So what exactly has changed? Wait, is it the main thing?
What I was thinking, the Maran was saying, was that even if you write later, you should have only one. If you're mocha amnas lichtov and you're kosev, you have one. Maran never said that.
He was saying you're not
there. That's it. He's saying if you do one thing, you're mocha amnas lichtov. Maybe you should be chayav two for that. No, you only have one for that.
So maybe the Chiddush is still the same. You only have one.
Mochav Nasrichtov.
So now there's three Avnas Lichtov?
What? No, there's two Avnochas. Mochav Nasrichtov.
No, now you can be Chayav 39 Avnochas.
Yeah, yes. That's the difference, yes.
So just to clarify, what Maram is saying about being Chayav for Mochav Nasrichtov or Kosev is if Mochav, to be Chayav two things, is if Mochav doesn't need to be on Lichtov.
That means you're chayv one if your maisa is mochek and mochek av nasechto.
It's mochek av nasechto
is kosher.
But now that we say with this dosis, after this dosis, now that mochek by definition is on nasechto, we only chayv one for mochek.
Right, yes.
So this maram isn't like that hava mitzvah.
Right, that's
okay.
In that sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't write.
Chayv.
Yeah.
You
don't write? You have
Kohen Dior,
you were
going to
write?
Yeah. You're
Chayv for Mochet. But if you didn't have Kohen Dior, you were going to write. You're still part of
it. Yeah.
And if you write, there's no difference.
Oh,
you're Chayv. You write, you Chayv twice.
And twice?
For Mochet, I mean, it's okay, and for Kohen.
And it's Kohen for originally.
In Kohen, yeah. Not like you thought before.
So according to Maharal, if you were Mochet, I'm going to have Chayv once or twice.
Once, but the shaila was his question was I should be chayiv for mochek and mochek avnas lichtov. He says that's not true. Just like when I do zomer, I'm not chayiv for kotzer and zomer. You're only doing zomer, you're not doing kotzer.
And not to be chayiv kotzer and then mochek
avnas lichtov. Right,
no. One. I'm not very clear why he just assumes that he would be chayav mishem kosev for mochek amnas lichtov.
It's a different type of mechika. It's a mechika that's a ksiv.
But you were in kosev.
I were in kosev, but it's part of the ksiv process.
But it's still
mechika. But it's still mechika.
So how do you see that?
There's still a problem there. But it's a lot better than the other way.
It would be Zomer Mitzarech Leitzen, where there's two purposes in one thing that he's
doing. No, that's the thing. He wants to say that Zomer, if you're doing Zomer, I'm not Mitzarech Leitzen, right?
Right.
Why aren't you Chayv also for Kotzer?
Because kosher by definition.
Right, that is compared now to mochek amnas lichtov. Why aren't you chayv from mochek and mochek amnas lichtov, which is a ksivit type of thing?
So, in that havamina that mochek is not amnas lichtov, you're chayv from mochek
twice.
Now.
You have twice.
So, you're chayv also from mochek amnas lichtov.
Right, you twice.
Mochek amnas lichtov would be the tzarech leitzem.
Right, yes.
It's a
mechika
with two.
Right, yes. Like the 100%. Now, Tosus goes through,
Where do we get a thing of mofek shalom enough before? It's not enough.
But that's the chiddush that...
It's not a thing.
That is... The Ram is a chiddush. That's for sure. But what is his chiddush? His chiddush is that just like we have many types of kotzer, many types. There's two different avos in ksiva. There's mochek ksiva and there's ksiva ksiva. There's two different avos in ksiva.
The Mishnah listed only two avos, though.
What?
The Mishnah listed ketiva and also mechakom nadichtom.
Right, which is a av melacha, which is a part of ksiva. Ksiva has two av melachos, mochek v'kosev.
So there are 39.
There's two av malachos, mochek and kosev. But mochek is not a malacha of mochek, it's a malacha of ksiva.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the Rambam do with the end of Tosef's sikha? Like, how does that kind of fit in with this? That seems pretty different.
I don't know. That bothers me too. I don't know. The whole thing about the cucumber really then doesn't make sense. Okay, but then we have Rav Kiva Eger. I want to do this fast. That Tosos is saying that, Tosos, according to Rav Kiva Eger, Tosos is saying a parshut thing, just plain, that kotzer, lo tzoruch eitzim, is not called kotzer. Mochek, the lo tzoruch lichtov, is not called mochek. That's not the melacha. Remember that? That's the basis of Tosos. Rav Kiva Eger says, it seems Tosos saying this, don't think it's something else. What's the other thing you could think it is? It's mekalkel. It's mekalkel. That if I'm mochek, just, and not for writing, I'm mekalkel, the ksiva that's there. If I'm kotzer, ancher of eitzim, I'm mekalkel. So these things, I am mekalkel. And Tosfos says it for kotzer ve'en tzoruch le'etzim. Tosfos says it for mochek. And Tosfos says it for korea amanas litvar. If I'm korea shelo amanas litvar, it's not a malacha. That's what Tosfos says. But there's another way to learn entirely. That this is all these things are just mekalkel. All these things are just mekalkel. What will be the difference if they're just mekalkel or they're not a malacha?
If you're not
mekalkel,
it's not
mekalkel
anymore.
Right. If it's mekalkel, midrabanu biyaser, it's not malacha. You don't know the rabanu biyaser. It's not malacha.
Or it's a second.
What? No, mekalkel is mekalkel. It's mekalkel is mekalkel.
Let's say you have a piece of paper and you cut it in two, but not to be destroyed, but to just divide into two.
So that is the problem. That is the problem here. If Tosfos says that Korea is only a malacha if it's amanas litvar. That means if it's not amanas litvar, it's not a malacha. What?
Even if it's
mitzvah. Wait. Let me say it the way I'm saying it. So, Kivayu S, it's a Gemara just the opposite. And the Gemara says it's a Mishnah just the opposite. The Gemara of Kufhei says if someone chas v'shalom becomes an avil, and on Shabbos, he tears Kriya. Right? Or, if he's very angry, people do different things when they're very angry. Some people, like, just tear something. Right? It just happened in baseball, where a guy struck out, he got so angry, he just took the bat and broke it over his knees. Right? He's mekalkel, right? He was mekalkel. Zokta Gemara, that the Mishnah really means that you would be chayev for that. You're chayev. Why? Because that isn't takin. Why? When I tear my jacket to tear kriya, that's korea, but it's a metakin korea. It's not mekalkel, which I'm doing something. I have a reason for doing it. When I have a reason for doing it, it's not mekalkel. Or if I break the bat over my knee, hey, I did something that was good for me. I got enjoyment out of that. That is not mekalkel. That is mitaken. Now, does everyone hear that? So if I get really angry and I tear something, according to the Mishnah, according to the Gemara, and according to the Mishnah, I am chayev. According to Yehuda. According to Yehuda, of course. I am chayev. Why am I chayev? Because I did a malacha with a purpose. But if Tosfos says here that even according to Yehuda, the malacha of Korea is only almanas litvar, how could that be? How could that work out with the Gemara and the Mishnah over there? That's not Korea almanas litvar. It's Korea with a purpose, but it's not Korea almanas litvar. And our Mishnah, and our Tosfos says the only malacha is Korea almanas litvar. That is what Kivayger asks, which he doesn't answer. Yes.
So according to that, when is there ever a malacha that's pure mekalkel?
What?
For any, whenever you, anyone does anything, it's because they want to do it. So like,
Oh, we'll have it later. I dig a ditch. I break one of these things. I break my bottle.
So
I break my bottle. That's mekalkel. I don't want it. If I'm angry, then there's enjoyment. If I just break a bottle, there's no enjoyment. For example, the Mishnah says, which everyone agrees to, if someone dies, and I say, oh no, he dies, and I tear kriya, I'm not chayim, it's not my mace, it's someone else's mace. That's mekalkel. It's mekalkel. There's no mitzvah involved, there's nothing involved. I just tore it. So that is mekalkel.
It's not like an emotional outlet the same way that when you're angry.
But let's say you don't use this emotional outlet. I just break something, you know? I'll never forget, when I was 16 years old, I was seeing yeshiva with my chavrusa, who was going off the derech at the time. And we're sitting there on Shabbos. We both had to be there for Seder on Shabbos. He says, he tells there was Seder on Shabbos. And he thought tearing a piece of paper is a malacha. And he says to me, you know, I could prove it to you there's no God. So I say, okay, prove it. So he takes the paper, he rips it, and says, there's a God. He should strike me with lightning. And he didn't get struck with lightning. And he walked out, was never from again. But, you know, okay. But that was mekalkel. Why should God strike with lightning? So, yeah. But the truth is, I told him, you know, all this proves that God couldn't care about you the least, you know. But that's mekalkel. There's mekalkel, and maybe you call that mitaken. You know, he wants to prove something. I don't know. But so that's your Kivayger's question, and that's Kivayger feels it's an unanswerable question. Like, how could Tosfos be right if Tosfos says the malach is only Korea al-Masifar? When we have a mission, it says Korea al-Mace or Korea b'chamaso is five. Yes?
Before you ask Tosfos, why isn't it just a question that was this here in the Mishnah?
Where's there another Mishnah that
says... says Korea al-Masifar.
Yeah. So now, Tosfos says that if it's not Korea al-Masifar, it's not a malacha. I could have just said, Kravina Slitford, the Mishnah gave us an example of Korea with a purpose. That's all the Mishnah means, Korea with a purpose. Not that the malacha is Korea on Slitford. It just means Korea with, the Mishnah gave us an example of Korea with a purpose. For everything else. That when it says everything, the Mishnah says almanas, it means a purpose.
According to
Rabbi Yehuda.
Well,
that's the Tosfos. That really doesn't make a difference if it says almanas or not. But any time you have an almanas or anything like that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only truth could be mekalkel, or it's not a malacha. Like you're saying, how could Tosfos say it's not a malacha? When we see it is. It's a very, very hard question. Okay, we're going on. No, to Kivayger's question is no answer. There is different achronim that say Kivayger is right, and that it only means mekalkel. But there's no answer from Kivayger. from this closest to that, you know, you could get technical. I don't answer. Okay, we'll go on. Let's go on to Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Is everyone with me? Amar Rav Yosef. Everyone with me? Amar Rav Yosef.
Yep.
Amar Rav Yosef. Hi, man. The cut of aspasta. Somebody. He cut hay. Hay. Rashi says hay. You cut it three times in a month and it grows again. You cut the hay and it grows again. Chayv shtayim, you chayv twice. Achashim kotzer, one kotzer, v'achashim noteya. And one noteya means zomer-like. What? It's a type of noteya. I'm helping it grow again. That's noteya.
Why didn't it say like tzarich?
What?
Why didn't it say that you need it? How come it said that you need it?
Well, that's the given that you use the hay. I mean, Eitzim can be cut, but hay you cut, you need hay. That's why you cut the hay. You want the hay.
Well, you can cut it for it to grow again?
There could be a case like that, but that's not your regular case.
Or when you're cutting it, you're cutting it fine.
You cut it for hay. That's what you use hay for. Was it hay for horses? I don't know. But, Amar Baya, Hai Man the Kanev Silka. Somebody who is Kanev Silka. You guys are not farmers. So, first of all, you know what Silka is?
Beets.
What?
Beets.
A beet. Even though, right, if I'm not mistaken, Terent. What's terid in Hebrew?
Spinach.
Very good.
Spinach.
That's what I'm getting at. It's the funniest thing, but terid could mean two things. Terid can mean beet, and terid can mean spinach. And lamaisa, you are eating your simana silka. Silka is beets. Not terid is spinach, but silka is beets.
But she said, but
still, it's terid. But that terid is the beet terid. It's a crazy thing that a word has two definitions and you really don't know what it is. And some svaradim will eat spinach, where it's very hard to say that this terid is spinach. It's the beets. But what happened? If I were you, I'd eat beets. Ashatim don't eat beets either. I think they eat spinach or beets. But does anyone here eat a beet?
Yeah.
You do? You eat a beet?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of the only ones that's both in Hebrew and in English. You eat it because it's called silka, the salic aveno. You eat a beet, so I shouldn't get beet.
Of course,
a beet should beet. A beet, you know. I was with Reb Chaim Shmuel at his house Rosh Hashanah at night, and this guy came into the house while we were eating, and he says to the Rebbe said, you have to eat schnitzel? I have no schnitzel. So he says, why do you need schnitzel? So he said, I need schnitzel for my simonim. So she said, is there anything that's simon for schnitzel? He said, yeah, here it's a schnitzel ma'aveinu. I was sitting there, the guy came into the house.
Is there a show?
What? I don't know. I remember until today. I kind of looked at him like, what? And Rebbe said, okay, she gave a piece of schnitzel here. I don't know. All right. What?
Is it a personal life to make up Simon?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, the many on parts. So the many tries that back in like Arabia or something, they had beans. So they said they added it to the dinner because in Arabic
really?
It's rubia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I always eat lettuce, raisins, and celery. He runs on budgets, have to raise the salary. Same thing. Okay. Okay. So now let's go on. But whatever, if you ever go to a farm and you see a beet, the way beet, does anyone know how beets grow?
It's a root.
So you have stuff that looks like spinach going out. And that could be a different, that's why they made a mistake with spinach, because it looks like spinach going out. And then, where is the beet?
In the ground.
So beets are not in the ground. Potatoes are in the ground. Beets are half and half. They come half out of the ground, half in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Beets. So what this person did was he was hungry, and he saw a beet there on Shabbos, and he cut off the top half of the beet to eat the beet. And that's what kind of sukkah was. That's how kind of sukkah happens. That it doesn't happen to a potato, it happens to a beet.
So why you cut out the
potato? What? So now, but when you cut off the beet, I asked my wife, who's a botanist, who, you know, works in the botanical gardens.
What's botanist?
What?
What's botanist?
Botanist? Studies plants and stuff like that. It works in the botanic garden. I say, if I would do this, what would happen? I just want to see what she told me. I said, if I would do this, what would happen? She said, oh, the beet would grow back a lot better.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, good. So now we understand the Gemara. The beet would grow. I couldn't believe it. Cut off half the beet. And I thought that, you know, beet would rot or something. She says, no, the beet would grow back better.
Like any other zomer.
What? Yeah, like any other zomer.
Right,
if you go over to an apple on a tree and you cut off half the apple, that is going to rot. Beet's different.
Right.
Yes.
But then you have to
for sure. For sure. Which, good, I had forgotten to say that, but that's for sure. Now, Zakta Gemara, I'm on the Kam Silka. Chayishtayim, Akshim Kotzer, you're harvesting. You're harvesting half a beet. Vahishim Zareya, and you're also being Zomer. It's Zareya. You're also being Zomer and Zareya. Good, let's go on. That's kind of silka. Vahoresh. We're talking about Choresh a little bit. Tana. Hachoresh, if you're Choresh. Hachofer, if you dig a hole. Chofer is digging a hole. Hachoretz is, you know what a choretz is? Asachritzin bekarka. You make furrows. Kulan malacha achasin. Those are all one malacha. Whether they're avos and togos, whether they're all avos, whether they're togos, the big malachos we've shown them. But the Chorus is the Av, and Chofer and Chorus are told us, or Chofer Av, and Chorus is a told us, but Kulam of Avazain, meaning one Helam, one Aveira, one Chatas. So Chorish, Chofer, and Chorus is Malach Avaz. Chofer is Chorish. Okay? That's the main thing we have to do now. Chofer is Chorish. Comes on the Mar and says, Amar Sheshis. Now, this is very technical because there's a lot of different shittas. We're going to go push it, plain. Their houses, they didn't have flooring. Their houses was dirt floors. Their house was dirt floors. And they built a house, and then they had to straighten the dirt. And if you had a gavshushis, if you had a mound of dirt in the house, that wasn't a good house. I mean, that was, you know, you trip at night when you go to the bathroom. I hate when that happens. Or you knock your toe into it. That's even worse. You know, knocking your toe into it. So if there was, that's called a gavshushis. Vinatra, and on Shabbos, you straighten it out. But bayis chayim shem bona. Bayis Yechayev Bona. Basada Chayev Mishum Choresh. And the Sada Yechayev because of Choresh. Let's see Rashi. Gavshushis, tail cut in a little mound of dirt. The bayis shayach binyan. In your house, it's shayach binyan. Shemachavim la hashlos karkiyoso. You want to make a straight floor. So you're the floor with a big bump in the floor. Straightening out your floor is a type of bona. Probably a tolda bona, but you are building. You're straightening out your floor. Yeah.
Are you saying that you're flattening it out or just taking it out?
Taking it out. Throwing it out. Okay?
What's interesting, this in like Makhu Padish?
That is a very good question. We're not there yet. That's a very good question.
Also, this also implies that something that's already built and is now just, you know, has like an issue or something and you're just fixing that issue, that's bone also.
100%. Yeah. Or you could say, something that's built with the issue is not built. Two ways of looking at it.
If you say that,
but they both work.
If it's built without the issue, and the issue comes up, and then you fix it, then...
Okay, that would be a difference, but that would be both. What happens if you do it in the field? Mishum choresh, the marpi ara. This will be a big machlokas. What you're doing when you take off the gavshushes in the field. Rashi calls it marpa ara. What does marpa ara mean?
Softening.
You're making the place more plowable, plantable. That when there's a one of those hills, it's harder to plant. When you take it off, it's easier to plant. That's a type of choresh. So it depends. The same exact maisa, what you do. You do it in the house, your bona, you do it in your field, your choresh. Yes?
Did you say earlier that choresh is that now the field is ready to be planted? Right? So now, because I talk about the land, I still have to dig a hole in order to plant or to see
that. That is not true. That means we know from before that the first choresh is also choresh, even though it's not ready to be planted, but it made it softer. This makes you feel more plantable. Anything that makes you feel more plantable is a melacha of choresh. By the way, I would tell you to do this, but you might not have time to do this. There's three ikar svarim on the melacha, every single melacha. Is Egloi Tal, which you have time to learn every Egloi Tal on the Melachos. There's a sefer called Shvisas HaShabbos that also learned that on every Melacha. And then there's a Menachos Tenach, who has on every Melacha. On this, there's Egloi Tal. There's a lot of Egloi Tal on this about Gavshushas. You know, the Egloi Tal and about Choresh and Gavshushas. But I just want to tell you, whenever I find something very interesting, I like to point it out. So there's something very interesting here. I asked you the other day to look at the Magen Avraham, Reish Mem Daled. It's a very interesting Magen Avraham. Let me tell you what the Magen Avraham is about. Sunday fun day. So Magen Avraham about this. You are not allowed to. Are you allowed to hire a guy to work for? To do work in your house and shops. What? So, you're not allowed to hire him to work on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. What's that called? Shabbos. That's a Shabbos. You can't hire a guy on Shabbos. But you can hire a guy, Bekablonus. What does Bekablonus mean?
He works the whole year.
He works the whole year for you, so you never give him tell him, do this on Shabbos, or you hire him for a certain job. Now it's up to him when he does the job. So I hire the guy, my house, fix my roof. And he says, okay, I'll fix your roof. Then he comes Shabbos to fix my roof. I'm not allowed to let him fix my roof on Shabbos. He says, it looks like I hired him to fix my roof on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do the kablonis when it looks like you hired him to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. So he can't work in public for you around your house. So, what?
Private is?
Private? Kablanos, yes. When no one sees. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, like you're saying, but the Shulchan Aruch says, another case. V'im ha'isem halacha chutz l'tchum. Let's say you have a country house. Chutz l'tchum. What does he mean by chutz l'tchum? That means no Jews are going to go there on Shabbos. So it's like you're saying, in private. That's private. There's no Jews coming. There's no Jews coming to a house chutz l'tchum. V'gam ein ir acheres b'tof ha'tchum. And there's no other city in that tchum. That means another Jew is not coming there. Mutter. It's mutter. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter in private. So in private it's mutter. And even it's in public, but if it's chutz l'tchum, there's no Jews coming there, it's mutter to have a guy do work for you. But what type of work? Kablanus only. You can't hire him on Shabbat to do the work. What? Maris Ayin of Shavuos? I don't know. You're talking about Maris Ayin of Shavuos. I'm not sure. But, you know, when we learn Shabbos, a million shilohs come up. You know, the biggest shiloh about this is, I mean, it's a big shiloh. A lot of times, my wife, it happens to me all the time. Friday afternoon, my wife says, "Oh, I have some letters to mail. On your way to Mincha, you know, Friday night, please mail the letters." And I'm saying to myself, "Hey, am I allowed to mail these letters? Am I asking, by mailing me Friday, am I asking a guy to do it for me on Shabbos? Or is it just kablanos? The guy has a job, and I never asked him to do it on Shabbos. I just asked him to pick up my mail. I didn't ask him on Shabbos, which would be allowed." But then I said to myself, but by putting it in Friday, and I see it says, pick up Saturday, 5 o'clock. Am I asking him to pick up that mail 5 o'clock? I don't know. I'm always bothered by this. I do mail it, but I'm always bothered by this. What?
His shift is to always pick up the mail, let's say, every other day, which had to be Saturday, Shabbat day in this case.
Yeah.
And it's Kabbalah, because you yourself are not telling him to. He just did it every single week. In that period, you put
it by me mailing it, it's like I'm asking him to pick up my mail. Shabbos. That's the both ways I look at it. I don't know.
Very times somebody takes his group, so the guy says the only day I can come is on Shabbos.
I can't do it.
No?
Nope.
Even if everybody says, okay, fine, but meaning come any day of the week, whichever one works.
And he says, I can only come Shabbos, I'm not to do it.
What he says, I'll do it on Friday morning, and continues to do Shabbos.
So that depends. If it's chutz l'tchum, he's allowed. If it's in a Jewish neighborhood, you're not allowed to do it. Not to do it. Anyway, comes along the Magen Avraham and talks in this halacha. You think, what does this halacha have to do with our Gemara? The Magen Avraham comes along and brings our Gemara in this. So what happened there? Let's see, Magen Avraham, you don't have it here, but I'll read it to you. Magen Avraham says, Po b'ireinu, in our city. What city is Magen Avraham in? Very good. Now, he's here. 3 years in college, he calls Europe a city. That's nice. Such a landy guy. Let's see what Magen Avraham is. Tell me. What? Krakow? Okay. So in Krakow, which he's talking about the Jewish neighborhood in Krakow. The Jews had their own, let's say, ghetto. Nogim heter liskor atom bekablonus likat zevo minerchov. Okay, so it's a funny case. In the Magen Avraham's time, they didn't have cars. So horses used to walk, go in the street, and they used to plop down horse stuff. And people couldn't walk. So they hired a goyish janitor, kablanos. Please, all they said to him was, please come and dig up the horse manure. Now, that's what they did in his city. And the goyim would even do it on Shabbos. The goyim would even do it on Shabbos. The goyim would clean up the streets on Shabbos also. V'akim osim lacha b'Shabbos. Now, the Akim did malacha on Shabbos. Now, what malacha on Shabbos did they do? One second. This is unbelievable Magen Avraham. Afakat malacha deraisa. Even though they're doing a deraisa, what deraisa are they doing? Can we tell them what the rice is doing?
Bonus.
What?
Bonus.
What bonus? We just learned bonus in your house.
Or whenever it's not available.
You have shushes. Anyway, so, Kaminin, like our Gemara says, the Magen Avraham quotes our Gemara on this. Hosra gavshushis, if you have a mound of dirt in your house, v'natra, chayim shimbonen. You chayim shimbonen. So he said the same thing as here. The matak in harachov. They're fixing the rachov. So, if you look in the Machsa Shekel and different Mepharshim on the Magen Avraham, and the Machsa Shekel says,
is this
I don't see the Matzah Shekel here. There's someone down here says. Okay, she says, "Kargav the Masada Chayev, Meshum Chorish, Ubashim Bona, Uberchov Shehu Vitakein Yeshomer Din Bias." So he said, a rechov, a street, has a din of a bias. What is a street? Do you build a street, or is the street a sada? Paving a street is building a street. So he says, even in other street is bone. So bone is not only in the bias, as the Gemara says, but bone is whatever it's called, building. So when I pave a street, I'm building a street. So these guys are doing the derisa. Yes?
Do they have dirt streets, or do they have paved streets? Because if they had paved streets, then me picking my bag up off the floor is also bone.
Very good. That's what we're going to discuss in a minute. That's what's funny about this. And even if it's dirt.
Yes.
Even if it's dirt.
Even, right.
Okay. But we can talk about that for a second. All the tainus on the Magen Avraham, this Magen Avraham, a lot of people had great tainus on because of what he's saying. Let's see what the Magen Avraham says. Yes? What?
People are paying taxes, whatever it is.
Yes.
Every single person now has, because they gave a dollar in taxes, and all those dollars combined to make, like,
yeah, so now, this is kablanos. So you're not chayiv at all, and the guy's allowed to do it, but this is in your neighborhood, so it looks like, you know, just like in your house, you can't have a guy working, even though you hired him just for the job, not for Shabbos. So the same thing should be this also. So, forgetting about, you know, you're not chayv anything. But is this like a guy working on your house when you hire him for a job? That's what the problem was. Zok the Magen Avraham. Yes?
So, this whole horse thing with him.
Yeah?
He says Zevin. Yeah. I was arriving with a better first on the horse thing. I thought it just referred to, like, random horse.
I've seen this Magen Avraham brought down many times, and it was horse manure. But it could be random garbage also. It could be random garbage. Same thing.
Just, yeah, who says that? It's
no, but regular garbage is not necessarily garbage.
No, one second. What we're going to talk about, you'll see. We're going to talk about this. But the Mepharshim that came down this Magen Avraham say it's called horse manure. But there's a reason why you say it twice. We'll see in a second. When we get into technicalities of horse manure, like, it's the funniest thing. We're getting into the technicalities of horse manure. Yes. But Tzarach Leimar, so Magen Avraham didn't like this. Magen Avraham really held it was usher. Didn't like this, what they were doing in the city. But Tzarach Leimar, the Gadol Echad Horolem Kach. I have to say that many generations ago, the Gadol, when the Gdolim in Krakow probably said, it's mutter. That was a Gdol that said, it's mutter. Meshum de b'shol rabim lekech shada. He probably thought that the only time he now to do it is when he's working on my house. But he's working in the street of the rabim. We don't have that shad. Street of the rabim, we say, oh, it's for sure kablanos. This whole thing that you now have a guy work, your kablanos is on your house, not in the street of the rabbin. That's the Mary Heter that the Magen Avraham felt that this gadol had. Mashiach be your day, as you cook my malach, says Talib. Avo b'schir yom pshita da aser. But of course, you can't hire a guy Erev Shabbos and say to him, listen, here's $100. This Shabbos, if this horse manure, pick it up. That's aser. Because you're asking a guy to do a malacha deraisa on Shabbos. What's a malacha deraisa? Bona. So he holds horse manure is take off the horse manure, would be bona. You can't, you can only do it by kabbalanos. You can't do it a skir yom. Then came Hainira. Therefore, he says, Hainira hater livnos basic kinesis for Shabbos by kabbalanos. So now the Magen Avraham says something very interesting. We always have a minhag that when we ask Goyim to build a shul for us, a shul, we tell them not to work on Shabbos. But Magen Avraham says, but the shul is Rabin. So Rabin, if the guy is allowed to pick up the horse manure, he's allowed to build a shul. It's unbelievable, these things. Shul, horse manure. I'll compare them. You know, like, what? But, you could build a shul. On Shabbos, they could build a shul. I found the Gedolim didn't want to be matir, hiring a goyim, kablanis, build a shul, and letting them build the Shabbos. I found that they didn't let them. And he says, unbelievable svara, unbelievable. Ki bizman hazeh, ena akam manichem ushim adam lasas lachas prepareshia biyom chadam. That means that in those days in Europe, you weren't allowed to work on Sunday. The goyim didn't let work on Sundays. Sunday was a day of rest, and you weren't allowed to work on Sundays. No one worked on Sundays. Jews weren't allowed to work on Sundays. No one worked on Sundays. Like they have blue laws in New Jersey. Every in New Jersey blue laws where you can't open up some things on Sundays. What? Atlanta. What? And Breakout. Yeah, they have blue laws. It's called blue laws. Well, in Europe, they had blue laws. Goyim weren't allowed to work. On Sunday, Jews work on Sunday. Sunday, there was no work being done. Nothing. Yeah, Sunday, fun day, right. Thank you. And if we let Goyim work on Shabbos, it's a terrible chul Hashem. Because, hey, they can't work on Sundays, but we allow them to work on Shabbos? You know, like, hey, it's a chul Hashem. It's an unbelievable thing that this, that he passes that this is a chul Hashem. Aval tikkun rachov, that's for a shul. Aval tikkun rachov, a nikra shem Yisrael, kolkach. But fixing the street, who says it's a Jewish thing? Maybe the government wants to fix the street? So that we'd be allowed to. He says, but if you didn't have this minute for many years, you want to start a new minute, let Goyim, let the garbage man pick up glowing in the street, we can't let that happen. We can't let that happen. That is the Magen Avraham on our Gemara. It's the most unbelievable thing. But this, most Achronim don't agree with this Magen Avraham. And most Achronim say that this and you were both saying it. For example, he just said, oh, if I leave my backpack outside and someone picks up my backpack on Shabbos, is that bona?
It's not.
There's
something on the ground.
So is our horse still in the ground?
What? Something's on your shirt. There's lint on your shirt. You can lift off. There's something in your shirt. You can't clean it.
So is glowing in the dirt?
Yeah. It's not going to be. I would
say so. That goes to what you're saying. Everyone agrees that garbage is not in the is not part of the street, so therefore that's not called bona. That can't be bona. A gavshushis, which is part of the earth of the house, you take it. That's bona. You're straightening part of the house.
Yeah, but it says
garbage. If you pick up, or even in the house, if there's a backpack in the house that can't walk past, so you pick up the backpack. That's not bona.
Why not?
What? But we know it's not.
I know.
Yeah, because it's not part of the building. It's not part of the building. That means Bona, the whole din of Gashush is our Gemara is when the Gashush is part of your floor. It's not part of your floor. It's not Bona.
Rashi says tail cut on, like, it's part of the
ground. Right, it's part of the ground. Yeah.
So if I stole the floor, should I shut up?
What?
If I stole the entire pot of Torah on a dirt floor?
It could be on a dirt. Therefore, in the old days, you'll see it in Shulchan Aruch, you weren't allowed to sweep up on Shabbos because you are straightening the floor. It would be bona. That means in our houses, we use brooms on Shabbos. Why? Because we have floors like this. We're doing nothing. But in the old days, you're right. You weren't allowed to sweep up chunk. Anything, and the way the Mefarshim say, they argue on this among Avram, they say anything that becomes part of the place is bona. If it doesn't become part, it's not bona. And they say, which is funny, comes to technicalities of horse manure. Garbage in the street is not part of the street. Horse manure becomes part of the street. That's what they say. Horse manure becomes part of the street. Therefore, there would be bona and horse manure. It's an unbelievable thing.
So you're not talking about garbage.
Not talking about garbage, like you said, because garbage doesn't become part of the street. Garbage is like in your house, in an
upset. That's what he says.
What?
He says garbage.
So that's why most people going here is devil means horse manure, not garbage.
Use the word dwelling there. Use the word dwelling. Use the word dwelling. Use the word dwelling.
I don't see him using the word dwelling there. I don't see it. Anyway, but Lamaisa, if the Zevel would be like old chump, like you say, probably also becomes part of the street. And you wouldn't be allowed to. You know, so it's very interesting that when you go to Shabbos, like, just out of nowhere, they'll bring this Gemara, it'll gotta be something else entirely. We don't even think of this. But that's why I wanted to learn this among my friends. Okay. What? Yes. It's very negative. That means if you have a dirt floor, you want to sweep up, you could be doing a malacha d'oraisa. Yes. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch, since he brought down about sweeping. But our floor, you have to sleep. But a dirt floor. Because nothing becomes part of this floor. You drop something on it, nothing becomes part of it. When you have a dirt floor, it becomes part of it.
Only to that dirt, and then if you remove the dirt.
I don't know. I don't have to answer that. That much I'm not an expert in this, but it's an interesting thing. At least I found it very interesting. Zakt Rava. I'm a Rava. How do you say Guma? There was a Guma with Tamama, and I filled it up with dirt. Filling up a hole with dirt. The bias chayev mishim bona. Again, and the bias I'm chayev because of bona. That means in your house, when there's a hole in your house and you can't walk, filling it up, I'm building my house. Besada mishim choresh. Sada is because of choresh. Now, what is the choresh of filling up a hole of dirt? What is the so Rashi says guma v'tamma ba'afar with our dirt hanu choresh, that's choresh she'afar shemila by have a ripui v'tov v'zriya. It's easier to plant on this spot when it's filled up with dirt, instead of planting inside the hole. If I plant inside the hole, that's harder. If I put dirt in there, then it's much easier to plant there. V'hishva l'karka lias nizri im asada. And there's a second thing also. And this is a hard thing. That I've made it straight. So it's easier for me to plow now. If there's a hole, my plow gets stuck in the hole and everything. But when it's straight, it's easy to plow. Making something easier to plow is also chodesh. Which it could be from the hard earth night to throw, the same type of thing. Making something easier to plow is also chorish, yes?
Why isn't it bonin?
What?
Why isn't it bonin also in the field?
Why is it bone there? Because it's the sudden, not the virus. I don't care. Lagavi living, I don't care if there's holes in my field. Lagavi planting, I care. I don't walk around my field. Well, yeah. Or for walking in the street. I don't walk in the sudden. I plant in the sudden. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. Have a great day.
I was once to talk about the harvest week from after. And I was like, everything seems to be about that. And I was like, oh, my God.